When planning double jaw surgery for an adult patient, how do you determine how much of each jaw should be moved during the surgical procedure? In the past, the ability to predict how much skeletal movement should be performed was typically accomplished using a combination of cephalometric radiographs, a predicted tracing, and mounted dental casts. But with the advent of cone beam imaging, it's possible to capture the skeletal image and the dental image and perhaps plan the surgery virtually using the three-dimensional radiographic image without the mounted dental cast. But would this be accurate? That question was addressed in a study that was published in the October 2010 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery. The purpose of this study was to determine whether virtual surgery performed on cone beam segmentations could correctly simulate the actual surgical outcome and validate the ability of this technology to recreate orthognathic surgery hard tissue movements in all three planes of space. In order to evaluate this concept, the authors retrospectively investigated cone beam images of 20 patients. 14 of these individuals had a combination of maxillary advancement and mandibular setback surgery to correct a class 3 malocclusion. The other 6 patients simply had maxillary advancement to correct the malocclusion. These individuals had been operated on about 5 to 6 years previously. However, each of these patients had a cone beam scan made just prior to surgery and at 6 weeks after surgery. So the authors were then able to take the scans prior to surgery, create and segment the scan, alter the scan so that it simulated the surgery, and then capture that image. In addition, because the surgical procedures had been performed on these individuals, the authors could compare the virtual scan and construction with the actual surgery that was accomplished. They could compare these two to determine the accuracy of virtual treatment planning using cone beam imaging techniques. I think you get the idea of the experiment. Was it accurate? When the authors compared the virtual scan with the actual surgical correction, they found that for all anatomic regions of interest, there were no statistically significant differences between the simulated and the actual surgical models. The only area where there was some slight difference was the right lateral ramus, which was a relatively small difference when comparing 2 and 1 jaw surgeries. So there you have it. If you routinely take cone beam images of your surgical orthodontic patients, especially those that are going to have double jaw surgery to correct a class 3 relationship, you may want to consider virtual projection of the potential surgery for your patient. This gives one the opportunity to simulate movements of the maxilla and mandible so that the most ideal correction can be accomplished during the surgical procedure. If you'd like more information on this possibility as well as the specific technique that was used by these authors, you can find it in the October 2010 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.